A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September 12th, 2018. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I am Tanono Kawande.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the outbreak of cholera in Zimbabwe.
20 people have so far died, mostly in Harare, where the first case was reported about 2 weeks ago.
The government has since declared the outbreak a state of disaster, meaning that it can mobilize funds from organizations, individuals, and countries in Zimbabwe and outside the country.
The outbreak has spread to other provinces, namely Mashonaland Central, Mashingo, Midlands, and Mashonaland East, is it?
East, yes.
Yes, and Mashonaland East as well.
The Harare suburb of Glenview, where two school children have died, is the hardest hit.
Police have banned public gatherings, and this comes as the opposition MDC Alliance was planning to celebrate its 19th birthday.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Yebo kambe zulukandaba siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwe Live Talk Diaspora Forum lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lomkhuhlane wecholera osuqhamuke eZimbabwe lapho esizwa khona ukuthiwa sekufe abantu abangamachumi amabili njalo kulabanye abanengi kakhulu abaphathwe ngumkhuhlane lo siyazi njalo ubana izibhedlela lazo azila mithi kona kusokuqhamuka umkhuhlane onje umkhuhlane lo usubangele ubana amapolisa athi abantu bengayi endaweni lapho ababuthana khona bebanengi siyakhangela ukubana impela sonto yona le kade kumele ukubana kube lo mbuthano omkhulu oyebandlale MDC eselizibiza lona kuthiwa yi-MDC, ebile yaziwa ngokuthiwa yi-MDCT, lazothiwa yi-MDC Alliance, kathesi sokuthiwa yi-MDC, lile minyaka elitshumi la sithoba munwe munye la sungulwa. Yiko ke kade kukhangelelwe ukubana kuzaba lo mbuthano omkhulu awusekuba khona ngenxa yomkhuhlane lo wesihudo se-cholera, Mr. Wande.
Nasi tinenya ya inoita sokusiririsa zvikuru mairirano nechirwere chekolera icho chiri kunetsa muZimbabwe. Pari zvino kunonzi kune vanhu vanoita 21 chete vatofa pamusaka pechirwere ichi. Vazhinji vacho vari muguta reHarare kunova ndiko kwakatanga kuita chirwere ichi mafiki maviri apfuura. Hurumende ya declare kuti ya nyika iri under state of emergency zvinoipa mukana wokukwanisa kutsvaga mari norubatsiro kubva muZimbabwe kana kuti kubva kunze kwenyika. Chirwere ichi chaenda kumatunhu kuti maprovinces akawanda anobatanidza Mashonaland Central, Mashingo, Midlands neManicaland. Saka chiri kumhanya, chiri kundeya, chiri kufamba kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana munyika. Muharare mushawe Glenview ndiwo unonzi wakanyanyisa kuremerwa nechirwere ichi, ndo kwakafa vana vaviri vechikoro. Mapurisa azvosvika pakuti havachabvumidza kuungana kwevanhu chero chiri chipi zvacho chikonzero. Izvo zvinova zvapinda munyaya ye MDC yanga ichida kuita kuungana nemusi womugovera vachipemberera kuti vasvitsa makore makumi maviri. Saka hurumende iri kuti aiwa pari zvino havasi kubvumidza kuti vanhu vaungane nokuti vari kurwana kuti vakwanise kuona kuti chirwere ichi hachirambi chichitapuriranwa muguta nekunze kweguta iri. That's a sad situation, Mr. Kande. We are hoping that maybe things will be contained as soon as possible because this is a very fast traveling disease and it might become very, very difficult to control. Yeah.
So sad. Now, before we go to our guests and callers, we have a short video which we prepared for particularly for this show. The cholera outbreak that has hit Zimbabwe and killed 20 people, leaving more than 3,000 people hospitalized, is threatening to spread throughout the country amid fears of lack of resources to contain it. Health Minister Obadiah Moyo says the situation is fast deteriorating after erupting in the capital, Harare, a few weeks ago.
I realize that the numbers are growing by the day, the number of cases. And to date, there are about 2,000, over 2,000 cases. You know, 2,000 cases is quite a big number. And out of those 2,000 cases, there's been a total of 20 deaths. But that's not including what might, you know, come out of the situation today. In this particular case, the city of Harare has had a big problem. This whole problem has arisen as a result of blocked sewers.
The outbreak has turned political, with some supporters of the ruling ZANU-PF party blaming the opposition, which has been running the cities since formation in 2000. However, the opposition says despite running the local authorities, it is the central government that has failed to modernize the sewer and water reticulation system, most of which was built by the colonial government in the 60s and 70s. The cash-strapped ZANU-PF government, whose hospitals are poorly equipped with inadequate medicine, has launched an international appeal to mobilize funds to contain the situation. Already, the United Nations Children's Fund has heeded the call to assist. Here's UNICEF Zimbabwe representative Mohammed Ayoya.
We have already mobilized quite significant resources from, as I said, the UN in general, UNICEF and WHO in particular. We are also talking with our different partners on the ground, DFID and others, to make sure that we mobilize more resources. We have alerted our regional offices and headquarters because we know this is a very serious issue which will need, going forward, quite huge investments to contain the outbreak. So we are working very hard to make sure that we mobilize the resources that we need from our side to support the government of Zimbabwe through this issue.
Police have banned public gatherings, hitting hard at the informal sector, which has become the backbone of the country, which has more than 90% unemployment. There are reports that the strain of cholera that has hit Zimbabwe is resistant to some drugs. For VOA Zimbabwe, this is Chris Gande.
Mifananidzo iyo inorwadzisa zvikuru nokuti inoratidza zvikuru sei vana vadiki vari mumatambudziko iwaya echirwere ichi. Tinoimba kuti kuda pamwe zvichakurumidzwa kugadziriswa. Hurumende iri kuti pari zvino pamusoro pevanhu ava vaita makumi maviri noumwe chete vanonzi vafa nechirwere ichi, pane vamwe vanoita zviuru zviviri nemazana matatu vanofungidzirwa kuti vane chirwere ichi. Uyezve chirwere ichi, sokutaura kwatamboita, chawanikiwazve chabuda zvekare kumasvingo, kumanikaland, kumidlands nekumashonland central. Asi zvirwere varwere vese ivava ava kumaprovince uku vanenge vachinzi vakatapurira chirwere ichi chichibva kuHarare. Saka Harare iri ndiyo iri pakati pechirwere ichi. Toda kumira kuti tione kuti zvichafambiswa sei. Pamwe tichanzwa avo mamwe mashoko matsva anobva kunyanzvi dzedu dzatichataura nadzo munguva yechirongwa ichi, Mr. Gande.
Yes, Mr. Wande, it's quite a sad situation, and like we said earlier on, we hope it's going to be contained, because, you know, the way that it has been spreading, the first in Harare, now almost half the country is being affected.
In this, the banning by the police of any gatherings, it does help in a way. Although people are skeptical, saying that they ban public gatherings, but they, you know, they gather for whatever government functions that they are holding. We are getting messages here that the government is applying double standards. So you find that politics is also injected in a situation like this, where we are supposed to maybe see people putting first things first, but politics is always there in there somewhere.
It always rears its head. So while we are having a bit of a problem with our telephone lines, we have our guests who we will be talking to, some doctors, and of course you, the listeners out there, you are free to give us a call. Our number is +1202 465-0318, and we also have another number, 202-619-2077. And right now we have our first caller. We hope the line won't drop.
Our telephone lines, we have.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Who are we talking to?
Wilbert Mukori.
Oh, Mr. Mukori, how are you doing, sir?
I'm fine. How are you?
No, we are fine. Welcome to the show. Can you give us your thought?
Well, I personally am disappointed we have got this problem, because we have seen it coming for a long time. The Zimbabwe economic situation has been this bad for decades. Poor water system, water supply, no running water, and sewage not being serviced. This has been coming for a long, long time. And it is a pity that the government has been spending millions of dollars buying new cars for chiefs, ZANU-PF election candidates, ZANU-PF officials. And only a week ago, they spent $1.4 million on a chartered plane. And then the next thing is they don't have money to buy medicines. I think this is totally unacceptable.
How do you see the situation normalizing in the next few months? Because this is, according to the new government, this is a new dispensation, and they're saying things will be different. Do you see, do you have that hope?
Nothing has changed. I mean, the vote rigging that we saw happening during these elections, the spending, the overspending on election for ZANU-PF to win the elections, is exactly what Mugabe had been doing. If you look at, for instance, the buying of the cars for the chiefs, Mugabe, before he was booted out, had already promised to buy the chiefs those cars. And Mnangagwa came along and continued with the same thing. So nothing has changed. This new dispensation is an illusion. And I think Zimbabweans need to wake up and stop following mirages. This is an illusion. ZANU-PF has not changed. The mismanagement, the corruption, the misappropriation of Nankiri state wealth is still continuing. I don't see this ever changing. And I think if we keep dreaming about, things will change, things will never change.
Mr. Mukori, Today, the new Minister of Health is blamed the city council, the Harare City Council, saying that they have failed to attend to sewer beds in Glenview, for example, for the last 2 months, he says. And he says that this resulted in the contamination of boreholes. Who really is to blame here, if we want to narrow it down? Who really is to blame? Where does the buck stop as far as this disaster is concerned?
I think this is, again, typical of ZANU-PF, always trying to find a scapegoat. How can you blame MDC, who are running the council, in a town where unemployment is 90%? Even if it's you, if you have got 90% of the people in the town who are unemployed, where do you think you get the revenue from? These services, you need money. So if the whole economy has collapsed, there's so much unemployment, it means you have no money to spend on to maintaining the basic services. You know, so I think ZANU-PF blaming MDC is like a husband who spends the family fortune on beer and other pleasures, turning around and blaming the wife and saying you're not buying the children enough food to eat. Where is she going to get the money when you've spent it yourself? You know, so I think this is totally unrealistic. It really is disappointing that the regime keep blaming, finding scapegoats for other people to blame. Where do you expect the council, the council to get money when 90% of the people are unemployed? Those people who are on the street, vendors, they don't pay rates.
But Mr. Mukwari, we have seen council officials earning thousands of dollars. What do you, what do you make of that?
No doubt about it. I mean, if we go back to the example I gave that of the wife and the husband, if yes, the wife, you may find that she's also spending money on other necessary things. But nonetheless, the bottom line is the root cause of our problem in Zimbabwe. Take, for instance, this issue of no running water. That requires millions of dollars. In a council where 90% are unemployed, there is no way, even if we say the councillors should stop being paid, there's still no way any of our cities can have clean running water, collect all the garbage, and keep the sewers running and so forth, because the economy is collapsed. The red payers are the ones where you get the revenue from. And I honestly think that if we are going to find, try to blame MDC, yes, but that is only, maybe their contribution is 1% of the problem. The 99% is central government.
Mm-hmm.
The economy has collapsed, and that is what we've got to look at.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mukwari. If you are not in a hurry, maybe you can hold while we talk to a guest who's going to be to give us a specialist's kind of observation, because this person is a doctor. I don't know if you mind holding or you are going to just listen, Mr. Mukwari. I think we dropped him.
I wish we could.
I'm here. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, Mr. Mukwari, please don't go away. We are coming back to you. We just want to listen to what Dr. Mastara has to say about the situation. We are going to come back to you in a little while. Just don't go away, please.
Okay, I'm holding.
All right. Thank you. Okay, so let's welcome Dr. Mastara. Mr. Dr. Ivan Mastara, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good evening. Yes, good evening, sir. It's our pleasure to have you on the show. So straight away, can you tell us about how you see the situation in Zimbabwe, involving this outbreak here?
Well, the situation is very dire, to say the least. The recorded deaths have exceeded the 20 mark. But, you know, when these things happen, some of the deaths are not reported because of misdiagnosis and other people who die before accessing healthcare services. So a lot of cities have been affected. We have reports in Gweru, Masingo, Marondera, and mainly in the capital city, Harare. So I think it's a good move that the government has declared a national disaster regarding this cholera outbreak. But I believe it should not only be limited to the capital alone, as you know, these diarrheal diseases are very mobile because of the mobile nature of people. They can easily spread to the whole of Zimbabwe.
Na Dr. Mastara, imimi sangano renyu pane zvariri kuita here pamusoro penyaya iyi?
We've issued out communication to our members to be on the lookout for patients in their several areas where they are based. Vane high index of suspicion, pakauya vanhu vane symptoms of cholera, because it needs swift action. So now we are in the process of setting up mobile clinics and joining other teams on the ground, like MSF, in doing mobile clinics in the areas with high cases, such as Glenview. And we are also engaging the city council and the Ministry of Health and saying that, no, every year we keep on having these outbreaks. Either it's typhoid, it's cholera. It's about time we put an end to this.
Pane nyaya yekuti zvanzi imwe mishonga inodikamwa yavanoti primary medications anofanira kupiwa munhu anenge achangotanga kurapiwa. Tikunzwa kuti iri kushayika mishonga iyi. Munozviona sei? Pane zvamunoziva here nenyaya yekuwanikwa kwemishonga iyi?
Yes, we received reports on a statement they issued on WHO. It was out to my test. It was so far that Mishonga is readily available. I school shanda upon a resistance to strain a cholera. Mishonga is not going to have a Cipro next safe trioxone. Saga Mishonga is not a house school, but it has a name Mishonga. Tinoona kuti mishonga hainotanga kushayikwa muZimbabwe nhasi. Every now and then tinonzi hapana mushonga weichi, hapana maARV ashota. Just recently mishonga yeTB yanga ichinzi ikushayikwa nomhanya-mhanya. Pamwe pombonzi mishonga yekuti tirarise madzimai akuitwa ma-cesarean section yashayikwa. So toona kuti problem ingori symptom yechirwere chihombe chirimo muZimbabwe chekuti hakusi kuprioritizewa kunzi mishonga ivepo. Hatifaniri kuzomhanya-mhanya nekuti kwaita outbreak kuti titange kutsvaka mishonga. Inofanira kungogara irimo mumagovernment stocks kunana Netfarm muzvipatara zvinoendwa nevanhu.
Oh, quite interesting.
Musaenda, Dr. Mastara, tichadzoka kwamuri.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Mkori, are you still there? Mr. Mkori?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Yes, so Mr. Mkori, you heard there from the doctor. He's saying actually the figures might be higher than what is reported. What do you make of that?
I think that would not be surprising. You know, we are living now in a country where going to hospital is becoming a luxury for some people. Because even getting there, you don't have the money. And when you get there, you're asked to pay money, and you don't have money. So it will not be surprising to find people like Zimbabwe, and there's nothing else you can do. There's no point in going taking to Nakuku Hospital. You know, so the numbers would definitely would not be the reality, because some people will die. Some of them, if they've left Harare and they die in the rural areas, it's again another statistic that's lost.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mukwari. Can you please stay on the line? We have another caller. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
Fine, how are you? What language would you prefer?
I'm more comfortable in the language I'm using right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, so the name is?
I'm Henry Musha. I'm in Gwanda.
Henry Musha in Gwanda. Okay. Yes. How is Gwanda today? Do you have any reports of cholera?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. But can you just give us your contribution, sir?
Right. This is very worrying.
Mm.
Because lives are being lost. Mm. It depends on everybody. And unfortunately, at times, it's very difficult to separate reality of a health problem. We always drag in economics, we drag in politics, etc., etc. But as a country, I'm sure both the government, civil society, and opposition parties are supposed to come together, work together, and help save lives. Yes, it's not time for apportioning blame to this one or that one. We can do that one later, or we could have done this before. So at this point in time, we need to mobilize local and international resources to help and save life. Mm. There are lessons left that can be discussed in the process as people go. The banning of gatherings, I think, is in line with the prevention of cholera in any or of an epidemic of this nature. But both parties, both the government, the police, the opposition, I think at this point in time we need to understand with the, it's for the benefit of everybody. And unfortunately, where resources have not been properly used as we would have liked, should not be used as an excuse to say because the resources have not been used the way we would have liked, then therefore the people, you know, cannot allow to be debating that way when people are dying. This is a dire situation. We need to be moving in swiftly, have check the police and every other key stakeholder must be involved. For example, I would expect like today, the ministry to be using all channels of communication, educating and informing people about this epidemic. Find they are sending some SMS messages on the mobile phone, which is okay. But I would expect maybe say, please, health staff mounting roadblocks where they inform and educate people, they search foodstuffs that are traveling or being traveled with from areas where the disease maybe is or has been reported. As ways and means of curbing the spread of the disease. If you are going into neighboring countries, for example, you are going into Botswana, they normally have programs where they control diseases like foot and mouth diseases. Vehicles are sprayed, maybe against the fly, against the foot and mouth diseases, they go into water, which is got some drugs put into that so that you don't transmit this disease into their country or into, from one country to another. We also need something of that nature in between towns and cities in Zimbabwe. However, I think our health delivery system, if all our leaders were utilizing local hospitals and institutions when they fall ill, we would be at a better stage than we are today. However, we don't want to dwell on that. What we need is international and everybody's support to curb and control this disease.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your contributions, Mr. Musha.
Thanks. Welcome.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, now let's go to Dr. Mastara. Dr. Mastara?
Yes.
Now, give us the a basic idea of the symptoms of cholera, because you know sometimes someone might have you know, a problem with timing because they ate too much of sweet things or something like that, and then maybe they mistake that for cholera. Can you just give us a clear picture of what to see or expect when someone is affected?
Okay. The main symptom for cholera is what is called rice water diarrhea. You know, this the color that water takes if you immerse rice in it. It takes this brown, lightish color. So now you'll be passing a lot of that, and it's watery. The stool is not formed. So that's the main cause of death, because now your body becomes dehydrated. You lose a lot of water, more than you can take in orally. So, yeah, if you get extreme diarrhea, actually, well, it might not start as extreme. I think when we have an outbreak like this, any diarrhea should warrant you visiting your nearest healthcare facilities. You might have other small symptoms like abdominal pain, vomiting. Yes, those, because we have an outbreak now, should lead you to have a high index of suspicion. But it's mainly this watery diarrhea which should make you think I'm dealing with cholera here.
Okay. And so what about the prevention? We've been seeing pictures of people visiting hospitals and places where you have people with cholera. They are only covering their hands and feet, but we see their faces and other maybe, you know, small parts of the body showing. Isn't that a risk?
Well, the main way cholera is transmitted is by fecal-oral route. Basically, it means you are eating feces. Whatever comes into your mouth can infect you if it has the cholera bug. Now, these are, you know, most people eat with their hands. So what we would advise is for people to wash their hands thoroughly, make sure that their food is properly cooked, and the water sources. You see, the main thing now is our water sources are not clean. The water being provided by the council is actually being tested and seen to be containing bugs with cholera and typhoid. So we would encourage people to disinfect the water or boil it, simply boiling it until it reaches boiling point. We'll make sure that the bug has died and make the water clean for consumption. So it is not wise not to help your relatives with cholera because you fear contracting it. You don't get it from touching, from holding, so long as you make sure that when the time comes to eat food, your hands are thoroughly washed. You are safe.
How best can a government prepare to tackle outbreaks of such preventable diseases? How best can this be tackled before it happens?
I think we've said it now and again that this cholera, this typhoid, these are diarrheal diseases. They are diseases of poverty. You know, doctors in developed countries do not even know about these diseases because they were last seen in the Stone Age. And now they've advanced to such a state that they are not treating these diseases which are caused by basically the lack of clean water. Now, when it comes to our government response, we've said it over and over again that our healthcare sector is underfunded. You see, now that's when we have these outbreaks, it's difficult for the existing health structures to cope. We have to rely on external donors. We have to rely on the international community to help us with drugs and personnel, which is not supposed to be the case like so many years after independence. Our healthcare system is underfunded. The drugs are not there. The workers are underpaid and demoralized. So we feel like we think with this coming in of the new health minister, he can change one or two things. Some of the things are basic, like these drugs should always be there. We should have a standard operating procedure for what to do in the terms of outbreaks and, you know, prevent the preventable loss of lives. Because now, time and time again, when we get these outbreaks,
people are not prepared. People only start running around. That's when they realize that, no, this drug is not there. But we should have baseline stocks so that if we anticipate this is going to happen, we've been having cholera and typhoid for the past couple of years. But every time we've been caught unprepared. And it's really sad. I think it's about time the Human Rights Commission launches an investigation and people holds people to account for this loss of lives. Because these are people. They are not numbers. As doctors, we look at every death as a father loss, a mother loss, or a child loss, which is very unfair. You know, this is like an infringement on the rights of the citizens. The government should take this thing seriously. And every time it's the same ministers just giving useless, you know, press conferences, going to visit. And but we know what is causing this. People don't have clean water. They haven't been doing anything. We can't apportion blame and say city council, ministry of health, who, politicians. No, we know we need clean water. Everyone who's in charge should make sure that the people have clean water, simple. Make sure that the hospitals are functioning, the drugs are available. Then we can forget about this tourism, move to other things. You see, other health systems are advancing. People are doing transplants. People are doing stem cell research. As we are stuck dealing with cholera and typhoid, it doesn't make sense.
Oh, so sad. Oh, thank you so much, Doctor. Can you please stay on the line? We have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hey, Magadini.
Tiripoyesu, Magadini zenyu.
Kiripo.
Munofungire kune nyaya inonetsa vedwe.
Nyaya inonetsa iri kurwadza vahwande tinorwadziwa, but zvinhu zvinoitika ndezvekuti vanhu vari mugovernment kana kuti masectors mamwe edzimwe pati asasvore zvinhu nenzira yakadaro vachisiya kutsigira kuti chii. Tese ngatibatiranei kuti kana pauya dambudziko toribata tose. Nekuti iyo kana vakati kwai opposition nekuti ndo ine makanzelas ari mumataun, ko mari iri kushayikwa mumabhengi iri kukonzerwa neopposition here? Tinoda zvinhu zvekuti kana vanhu vachitaura ngavataure zvinhu zvinenge zvichidi, kwete kuti pasingakambeniwi pokambeniwa. Because kana tikataura tichiti isu opposition ndo yakonzera, tenge taakurasika tisiya zvinhu zviripo. Mishonga iri kushayikwa muchipatara, muchipatara hamuna opposition irimo.
Ehe. Saka imimi muno sokona kwenyu zvingafambiswa sei?
Zvinhu zvinoda kuti pauyisiwe zvinhu zvakakwana, because tinombove kumatauni mvura unogezera mugaba, mvura inenge iri mugaba ichigezwa mvura iyoyo. Mvura inonotekwa kuzvibhorani, muzvibhorani zvirimo mumatauni, ndo zviri kukonzeresa dambudziko. Masuweji anoputika pese pese. Ndinosimbove kuchitungwiza kwa kunana St. Mary's uko kunoputika masuweji ezruwe unenge uchingotsika mvura yechi yemasuweji. So zvinoda kuti izvozvo zvinhu dei zvagadziriswa, paisiwa mvura dzakachena, masuwa system afambe zvakadini zvakanaka. Ndo zvingabetsere vanhu izvozvo kuti gavhumende ngaiadrese zvinhu zviri zvinooneka, zvinobatika, kwete kutsvaga zvinhu zvisingatsvagi.
Aiwa, tinozvinzwa mazvita enyu, tinotenda zvikuru.
Ndinoda kuti muve muchigara muchindibata, ndogara ndichifona, hamundibati vahwande.
Aiwa, kubva nhasi tichaedza kukubatai.
Kuno kugoko uku tinenge tine matambudziko akawanda, tichida kutaurawo matambudziko arimo munyika. Garai muchitibata, ndatenda hangu.
Aiwa, tatenda chaizvo, tatenda baba. Yeah. The gentleman is not amused by the blame game. He's saying that this is a very serious situation, and it's absolutely unnecessary for people to start campaigning when things are like this. He is not amused that some people in government are blaming, you know, the city councillors because they might be MDC controlled, and he says no, it's not time for that. You know, this situation is affecting everybody, and it should be dealt with immediately. Dr. Mastara.
Yes.
Yeah. Gurukota inyowaniri va Obadiah Moyo vangotanga nokublema Harare City Council zvamanzwa zvichitaurwa nevatataura navo ikozvinezvi. imi mkushanda kwa muri kuita nesangano renyu kana makatarisa zviri kuitika mumaguta munoona sokuti city council ndo dziri kutadza basa here kana kuti hurumende iri kupindira chikanganisa city council kuita basa watinoda kuti titarisa apa tichishora ndiani pavaviri apa
mfungiro wangu nenyaya yepolitics wavende ndeyekudai politics ndo chinhu chihombe chikutidzosera kumasure sezimbabwe izvozvi zvokuti tasangana nedambudziko uyu anoti ndinhingi uyu anoti ndinhingi tikazvitarisisa zvakanaka vozitoengeja vese ministry of health city council inotaura kuti hatina mari anditi pane agreement yakasainiwa muna 1976 yekuti ministry of health inofanira kurimbesa 50% yecity health expenditure kuti city council akwanise kuramba achipa health iri right kumaresidents handiti but tinoona report yakaitwa recently na previous mayor Manyenyeni government yanga isati yabhadhara 95 million kuma city health department handiti todaro macity council acho zvambotaurwa nevamwe zviya expenditure yavo at times haisi kunzwisisika because mosponsor team yebhora zvinodhura zvakabrogeza mabhizinessmen ane mari but mvura yekumwa hapana mapedza kudaro mota hamuna mari hazvinzwisisiki apa pane pasingadi kuti vanhu vachita play politics because its lives that are at stake minister ngavatore responsibility because at the end of the day utano hwemunhu wese ari muzimbabwe huri mumaoko aminista ndo the buck stops with him vecity councilwo ngavavewo responsible nemaresources mashoma avanawo ngavaprioritize kuti vati ndo zvakafanana nekuti unoita maluxury ekusponsor football team but mvura hapana moita mota dzemadirector moita chi I don't really know the politics inotamba ipapo to who controls the funding but at the end of the day both parties vanofanira kumbomira zvepolitics vomboita zveupenyu hwevanhu minister anofanira kutora lead seivo vari kumusoro vomira kuti no nhingi ndiyari minister ndo vanofanira kuseta pesi yekuti aiwa apa ngatidai so and this has been happening even with the previous minister. When there's an outbreak, people start pointing fingers. No. This is unacceptable. People can't keep losing their lives, and those in charge keep pointing fingers. What we would hope for, they might have gone to Gumbova Wunza, City Health Director, the Minister of Health. Wombo Yaupa program menu. Wombo Taura Ogudi. Zuku Famba say, Wombo Mira itashe politics easy. Vombotaura kuti right vakuda kuzvigadzirisa sei nekuti next week kana kuti muna December pachatanga mvura pachaita futi imwe outbreak vamwe vanhu vofa votanga futi kublemana this is unacceptable
mazvita Dr. Masara murambe muri papo toda kuti tigombotaura nava Precious Shumba vanove director weHarare Residence Trust Mr. Gande I think we've got Mr. Precious Shumba
Mr. Shumba yes mm-hmm. yes Mr. Shumba welcome to the show
Thank you very much. Good evening, listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. Before we talk to you, we would like to say goodbye to one of our callers. I'm sure he's been holding on for some time now. Mr. Mukori, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Thank you so much for your contributions, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay. We'll call you again next time.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, Mr. Shumba, we are in the midst of a crisis here, a health crisis, and we're seeing some fingers, you know, pointing all directions. What do you make of all this?
What we need to say is that the Harare Residence Trust is concerned that the constitutional provisions guaranteeing the rights of citizens to water, public health, are not being respected. The provisions of the legislative framework, Urban Councils Act, are not being upheld. So our expectation is that everyone must play a role in terms of the constitution of the country, everyone must play their part in terms of the framework governing the provision of these public services. The local authority must do what it says it will do. In terms of the Urban Councils Act, they must provide us with an effective and efficient sewerage system. They must provide us with the clean water on behalf of the local, of the central government. That is the right to water must be provided through local authorities. So the government on its part must uphold the constitutional provision that requires them to allocate not less than 5% of the total annual budget to local authorities. This provision has been there since May 2013 when the constitution was adopted by Zimbabwe and signed into the supreme law. So for the past 5 years, the 5% owed to local authorities has not been disbursed by central government. At the same time, the local authority, particularly the city of Harare, has not been disciplined in terms of recruitment of workers. They have a bloated workforce against their expected revenues. So they are overwhelmed because nearly 90% of their revenue goes towards payment of salaries and allowances for councillors and the council workers. Yet the residents do not have water. So the situation needs sober minds from all stakeholders. The business community cannot fold their arms and say we are not a public service provider. In terms of a recent report we did with the We Pay You Deliver Consortium, it was revealed that business and government owe huge amounts of money to local authorities. Instead of for the public perception that they have created that residents are not paying their bills, in fact, residents are paying, and their business and government owe you more money to local authorities. So they need to own up and pay their bills to local authorities so that local authorities can provide essential services. But the local authority must stop water disconnections. They have continued to disconnect water, and that is a threat to the right to water.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Shumba. Can you please stay on the line? We have another caller. Hello?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello?
Welcome to the show.
Yebo, unduna Mayezi.
Ah, Mayezi, kunjani ba?
Ngiyaphila baba, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Ufone ungapi kwelizwe?
Ya, ngiseGoli la.
Oh, useGoli. Kunjani eGoli lamhlanje?
Hayi, eGoli, hayi, kukhanya amakhaza akafuna ukuphuma kuphela ma.
Mhm. Ah, ungasiphi imbono yakho ngodaba esilalo lamhlanje?
Umbono wami okhona ngokuthi uzohlala ukhona nsuku zonke ukuthi ugovernment kasuke kuleso simo ahlale sikhuluma ngoba yibo abasupervisor ama-councils ngoba lawo ama-councils angaphansi kohlangothi lwe-local government. Abangakhulumi ngani ukuthi hayi i-opposition izabe isebenza yodwa ngale parallel. Abakhuluma iqiniso kuyonakala bekhangele abafuna ukulungiswa lolu dubu and at the end of the day bafuna ukuvotelwa ngabantu bona labo kodwa base. Khathe for example asiyali lokhu ngoba lusizo kube le from machine ehambe yayothatha yayosiza ngale former first lady about 1 million something dollar lawo. Mm. Kodwa namhlanje kufa abantu 20 something abalandaba lakho kube sekukhalwa ngokuthi MDC kodwa ugovernment banokhuluma sisho njalo kona yibo esikhangelele kuko ngoba yibo abasiphetheyo le council iphethwe yibo balalamhlanje ukuthi babe ngama-councillors bagcotshwe ngubani bagcotshwe ugovernment while ugovernment efuna kube lokhu ehlikihlela phansi abantu besifa bengakudingi kuthe izolo kule i-protest yabantu bemdi okuthiwa ngabe-MDC amasosha angenela ukuzokudutshulwa abantu kanti abawayini angangeni bona phakathi nabe bona ukuthi kuza kufa abantu la laphana babethi baseva abantu bebulala abantu naw namhlanje waye bengangeni la hayi into yangikhona mina iyangehlule kagovernment okhona why dispensation la ingena khona apho enyawonto loluyana ufana nokuthi sithengisa ifriji sabuya sathenga ikhula box kubaba umnangagwayo.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu. Manje wena uthi kuthiweni njengoba kathesi sizwa kuthiwa sebecele uncedo uhulumende use declare okuthiwa i national state of disaster okuthi ukuthi la ukhona ngapho sungaphathisa. Ukubona njani wena khona?
Hayi konke lokho kulungile kakhulu ngoba already vele something at hand into esiphambi kwethu. Akula ngendlela singayibalika ngayo. Sithi lapho ndimqoto lelo siyavumelana nalo uhulumeni kodwa kayekele ubuthutha lo
babenzayo
uyasilimaza kakhulu kanti sikhumbule ukuthi impilo bani abantu abangangoba thina singabantu abamnyama silama extended families aso bantu 21 abafileyo baningi kakhulu laba bantu abafelayo.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana.
Hayi kulungile ba.
Vashumba mambonzwa Dr. Master vachitaura vachiti zvematongerwo enyika ndo zviri kudzosera zvinhu sure munofungei nazvo izvi?
Da kuti nyaya dzematongerwo enyika ndo dzinotoita kuti tive nenyika yacho. Nyaya dzematongerwo enyika ndo kudya kunowanisa vanhu zvinzvimbo zvatanga tichiona vanhu vachipinda kuita member of parliament, macouncillors, ndo mapolicy makers acho anotogadzira mitemo inobata upenyu hwedu. Saka zviri kuti zvematongerwo enyika tingasvike pakutingatitula kuita public service pasina wematongerwo enyika. Macouncillors nemamembers of parliament ndo mapolicy makers acho. Saka wanotowe mazviri, saka titori mazviri sevagari. Saka chiripo chinongodikwa ndechekuti panguva yekukampena vanhu vaimira nemapato avo. Kuti panguva ino tapedza macampaigns tane hutungamiri hwakasarudzwa muzvinzvimbo zvavo. Chinangwa chikuru ndechekuti vanhu ndavawane mvura yakakwana tisingatarisi kuti ndewebato ripi. Hurumende ngaingoshande nemalocal authorities ose ekumaruwa neekumadhorobha zvakaenzana zvakajeka zvine muono wekusimudzira magariro ewanhu, kwete kuti kana minista wezanu PF wanoda kuedza kuti makanzuru ADC anzi haagoni basa iwowo makansel anenge aine watungamiri weMDC Alliance woda kuti minista wagoni basa. Chiripo ndechekuti munhu mumwe nemumwe ngaite basa rake sekunyorwa kwariri muconstitution nemuma acts of parliament. Ipapo tinenge tapedza dambudziko rekutarisa nyaya yebato, tinenge takutarisa upenyu hwevanhu. Iko zvino kune mhuri 21 dzekuchema dzarasikirwa nevanhu nehama dzavo nekuda kwezvirwere zvatinogona kudzivirira. Saka nyaya dzematongerwo enyika dzakange dziriko vanhu vachikampena, but pari zvino tiri kutarisira kuti nyaya huru ndeyekuwandudza magariro evanhu pasina kupomerana mhosva zviri kunze kwemitemo yenyika. Constitution kana ichiti kanzuru ndoipe maservices, Urban Councils Act kana ichiti minister wanoita zvakati ngazviitwe. Constitution kana ichiti makanzuru anopiwa above 5% ye total annual budget ngawapiwe.
Thank you so much. Dr. Mastara, there are some remedies.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, there are some remedies which are, you know, people do when they can't get to the hospital, you know, when they have various ailments, like, you know, boiling water and then maybe drinking. I mean, if one maybe has got a running stomach. They drink water and mixed with sugar and salt and so forth. Is there any you can recommend, any kind of sort of remedy that someone can do at home?
Sugar and salt solution, because the issue with cholera is dehydration. Sugar and salt solution would be a stopgap measure, but on the way to the hospital, because you can't drink as fast as you are losing. So as much as I try and go home remedy, nezvimwe zvekudai kana zvadeclarewa naminista kuti ave state of emergency kana une mudumbu ukurapwa mahara ndofunga vanhu vakawanda vanogona kutya nenyaya dzekuomerwa nekushaya mari kuti hino tozoenda kuchipatara bhiri racho tozorigona here tozotorwa zvinhu nemadebt collector sezvanga zvichimboitika muzvipatara zvedu bodo kana zvadaiwo munongoenda munorapiwa pachena tiri panyaya iyoyo tinovimba kuti mune muira yatave hurumende ichagadzirisa nyaya yenational health insurance kuti munhu nemumwe nemumwe akwanise kuti nyange akaomerwa sei aende kuchipatara achinobatsirwa ndozvimwe zvekuita kuti death rate yedu ikwire vanhu vanenge vasina mari dzacho dzekusvika kuzvipatara nyange kuri kuti vafonera maambulance acho haana peturo maambulance acho akafa saka zviri kuda kuti minista vambomira zvekupointa mafingers panguva inoiyi varatidzewo kuva munhu mukuru ane empathy sezvarehwa izvi kune mhuri 21 dzarasikirwa nevadikani vavo tombomira ita zvepolitics votora responsibility kuti mangwana hatidi kuti zvinhu zvakadai so zviitike tozvigadzirisa sei nekuti zvimwe zvacho idambudziko rekorera rawanikwa asi kuti health system haina kurongeka zvakanaka vanhu vanofanira kuti nyange uchinetsekana ukarwara iright yako yekunoti uwane rubatsiro mugovernment kana mucouncil institution saka take home message apa iri pakuti no cholera chirwere manyoka akanyanyisisa ekuti haugoni kuzvirapa uri pamba haugoni kuenda kumuprofita haugoni kuenda kun'anga pane pachida kuti uende unowana mapiritsi unoiswa madripu uri muchipatara
Okay, so which means, what about the cost of the medicine to cure cholera? Is it affordable, especially when we look at the health delivery system in Zimbabwe?
Yes, cost. Ivo vehurumende vakumanya-manya kuitira kuti vakwanise kuti mishonga iyi ivepo zvinoitika nekorera manje ndeyekuti munhu wani mukamusiya mamudiagnosa morega kumupa mushonga achaenda unoparadzira kune vamwe vanhu saka panguva dzakaita seizvi mishonga inenge ichipuwa mahara ndekwekuti ukasvika pachipatara kana vasina ipapo vachatsvaka kuti nechimwe chipatara chiri pedo kuti ukwanise kubatsirika saka vanhu ngavasatya kuenda kuchipatara vanobatsirwa ukoko vaende vese vanofungidzira kuti vangave neutachiwana uhwu voenda tiri ipapo futi toti government yedu foreign currency kunetsa but ngavaprioritize mishonga muzvipatara izvi zvekuti vanhu vanotanga kutengerana dzimota votanga kutengerana votanga kutendana kuti no makavhotera nhingi no that is not our priority right now ngatiitei kuti mishonga ivemo muchipatara vanhu vadi vabatsirikane
Oh, thank you so much, Doctor, for your contribution. Unfortunately, we are running out of time. Do you have just your last word, just maybe like 30 seconds or something?
Thank you for hosting us. Thank you for helping us spread the word. Yes, my last message is I think it's time for Zimbabwe to move forward. We are tired of going around in circles. We are tired of poverty. We also want to prosper. We call on our leaders to extend mercy on the population and stop this blame game. We do not want any more lives lost unnecessarily from preventable diseases, from HIV, from TB, from all the other socioeconomic determinants of health. We need to move forward. So I'm hoping our leaders can step up
and we no longer have this conversation.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Masitara. That there was Dr. Evans Masitara, one of our guests we had tonight on our program. We also heard from Mr. Precious Shumba and also Mr. Wilberforce Mukori. My name is Chris Gandhi. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Janonoka Wande. Until we meet next time, please take care. Good night.